All right. Well, let's go now to Springfield, Illinois, and we'll talk with Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you very much for taking my call, and I appreciate very much what you do.
Awesome. Well, thank you, brother.
You made me think of something. You made me think of something as you're talking about putting on the new man. And I listen to a few different people and go to a few different churches. And one pastor talks about in Ephesians, I think it's 6:13, starting at 6:13, mm-hmm. about like going through a morning ritual of putting on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and all that, and asking the people of the church, did you put on your armor today? Can you give me some clarity on what that really means on
sure.
putting on the armor of
yes.
righteousness and so forth?
Yes, yes. There were days when I would memorize that. I'd say, you know, Lord Jesus Christ, I put on the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, and the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Boom. A memorized prayer that I used to pray long ago, and I would repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, and I, every day, boy, if I forgot that, then, you know, I'd lost my protection, and that sort of teaching is out there. We need to be careful. Look, how many people received this letter in the early church? Well, only the Ephesians. Does that mean that the Galatians didn't have any armor, that the Corinthians were armorless, that the Romans were getting fiery darts hitting their chest because they didn't know what to pray? Look, this is symbolic, it's allegorical, it's really about Jesus. And so, you know, you break this down, the breastplate of righteousness. Is it really something separate from Christ? Do I need to reach out and grab a breastplate that's literal? No, Christ is my righteousness. Well, why does he say breastplate of righteousness? Because Christ and his righteousness protects my heart. I mean, there's going to be accusations against your heart. There's teachings out there today. Your heart is wicked. Your heart is desperately wicked. Quoting out of the Old Testament, teaching Christians that their heart is no good. Well, wait a minute. Salvation is I give you a new heart. I give you a new spirit. I take out your heart of stone. I give you a new heart. I write my desires on the lining of your heart. That's what the new covenant message is of God's grace. So when we put on the breastplate of righteousness, we're saying, Jesus, be my righteousness. Jesus, remind me of my righteousness. Jesus, don't allow the enemy to dupe me and make me a sucker of that sales pitch concerning my heart. I will not believe my heart is wicked. You have given me a new heart, a new spirit, and your spirit. So I'm going with the truth on this one. And so you look through each element here. I mean, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Who is the gospel about? Well, the gospel is about the Prince of Peace. The gospel of peace is about getting peace with God through Jesus. This is about Jesus putting on the finished work of Christ, putting on the effects of the cross and the resurrection. So, you know, a moment ago I made the point from Ephesians and Colossians that we don't have to put on the new self over and over. We don't have to put off the old self every day. We're not sacrifices that are crawling off the altar that have to drag ourselves back up on there every day. All of that stuff has been done. I mean, we are crucified, buried, and raised. We are new creations. So what is he talking about when he says put on the full armor of God? Well, this is not about our new self. It's about attitudes, attitudes that fit with our new self. So when it comes to the schemes of the enemy, when it comes to spiritual attacks against your heart, against your rightness with God, against your forgiveness in Jesus, against you being a child of God, when these sort of fiery darts come at us, we need protection. And the gospel is our protection. Jesus is our protection. So don't get caught up in memorizing these elements of armor and thinking that they are somehow extraneous to Christ. The whole passage can be summarized in this: put on Christ. And so there are many facets to Christ. Christ is our life. Christ is our peace. Christ is our righteousness. You know, Christ is our everything. And so as Paul teases these pieces of armor out for the Ephesians, he is simply illustrating who Jesus is to them. So the Galatians didn't have this passage for perhaps a decade or more. Likewise, the Thessalonians, the Corinthians, and the Romans, they didn't have this passage. So how in the world did they put on the armor? Well, they were told, put on Christ, put on love, put off bitterness, put off envy, put on compassion. You know, all of this put off and put on is attitude and action language, and it is sprinkled throughout the New Testament and expressed in many different ways. So we don't have to neurotically memorize the pieces of the armor. We don't have to look at them as separate items. They are Jesus, and that's the whole point. So I hope that helps, Jason, as you think about Ephesians 6 and about Jesus being your righteousness, your peace, the truth, and everything in our lives. He is our life. Call back anytime. We'd love to hear from you.